talking ranch houses here at Rosie on the House from Wickenburg, Arizona, where we're celebrating Henry Wickenburg's 200th birthday. Special thanks to the sponsors for the entire weekend: the town of Wickenburg, Vulture City, the Flying E Ranch, Desert Caballeros Western Museum, and the Wickenburg Historical Preservation Society. So, Don, we're talking ranch houses. There was a time when the carriage house was detached or in the back. What on earth got into you architects' head to make the garage door the biggest single architectural feature of the front of the house?
Actually, I think it was probably the civil engineers and the developers who changed the shape of neighborhoods and the proportions of lots. Before ranch-style houses, which are long, low, wide ramblers that are made to look big, impressive, spread out, plenty of room for indoor-outdoor living. Before that, houses were narrow and skinny and just was the face of the house with no car showing on the front of any sort, like bungalows or Pueblo style, things like that.
How many of the historic homes you've redone in downtown Phoenix? There's not even a carport. It's just an alley access to a carriage house in the back.
That is correct. And those were streetcar neighborhoods that were based on pedestrian traffic. So you'd walk down your block to the big arterial street and pick up the streetcar to go downtown Phoenix. It all changed after the war, and the style of the ranch house stretched wide. So to get the same number of houses in the subdivision, they had to shrink the depth of the lots.
Okay.
And so, to make the houses even more impressive and more wide, they tacked on at least a one carport, two carport, or, you know, two car garage on the front of the house. It was also kind of appealing to the vanity of the homeowners to show off the tail fins of their new 1957 station wagon Ford. And so it was a show of success as well. And so you'll even find in some of these neighborhoods after a while, they did not even bother putting in sidewalks because nobody was walking. You'll notice ranch houses have usually a tiny front porch or a stoop, and all the living was done in the backyard.
Yes.
And that's the flip-flop of the sociability of the streetscapes. That's one of the reasons why these carports got moved up to the front. And the carport, like the corner window, is an element of Frank Lloyd Wright's designs for his Usonian houses. So he was a proponent in the Southwest of building carports rather than garages. Why spend the money to enclose a car to keep the snow off when you can just use a carport instead?
And the corner window is associated with that?
Yes, he wanted to break the box. So instead of having little rooms with boxes, like boxes with square holes punched in them for windows, he gave you greater space feel in the house by putting the windows in the corners so you could look diagonally through a room and maybe line up the doors throughout the house that you could look clean through the house on the diagonal and see the backyard off into the corner. So the corner window was a Wrightian affectation of greater spaciousness, and he would break out all of these boxes, and he would put in Arcadia doors or French doors in great banks across the back of the house to bring the indoors outdoors in. So there's Wrightian coming together with Ranchian.
Okay. and bringing the outside in, we're in the perfect place for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, even today, we do remodels of houses that have the great big bifold or trifold French doors so that the people can just disappear a wall from the backside of their living room or family room so that you can just spill right out onto the big, big back porch. So you double the size of your living space.
The living room gets moved or expanded to outside. It's got all the electronic features and the big screen TVs and the kitchen environments and the misting, cooling, or heating, whatever you want.
Right, exactly. So we live in a wondrous place.
Well, we got to get back specifically to talking ranch. We've run down one of Rosie's bunny trails, which is easy, which is easy for me to do with Don, because the breadth of knowledge is the bandwidth is so wide. We can literally go down any subject, and Don can carry his own on that. Would you, yes or no, would you consider the Reardon Mansion a ranch house?
Nope.
Okay, we'll get back to that right after this. We'll find out why the Reardon Mansion, one of the most iconic, beautiful architectural homes and historic, located in downtown near the camp, on the campus of NAU in Flagstaff, why he doesn't consider it a ranch, and maybe he can come up with one that we would all know you would consider a ranch. Right after this with Don Ryden.